Here, Rabbi, today's daf is daf vav. We're up to the last line on Hey Amud Beis, where it says Omer Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan is going to focus on the pasuk that we spoke about yesterday. Which pasuk do we speak about yesterday? You recall that the Gemara said that Chizkiah had a problem as to whether or not we should line the Megillah in Tveria on Yudalid, like we do, or on Tezvov, like in Shushan and like in Yerushalayim. What was the Shaila? Whether it was Mukav Chaymi Mois Meshua Benon? Faiti Morad, it was such a Shaila. Yechodach a pasuk in Yeshua itself. Voshtet in Yeshua. V'or Mivtzar. The pasuk is now listing fortified cities. Fortified cities means cities with walls. And one of them was Atzidim and Tzer and Chamas and Rakas and Kineres. Chamas, Rakas, and Kineres. And Igmar said, V'kaimul and Rakas u'Tveria. So Rakas is a Tveria. So if it's Tveria, Shteitach, that Tveria was already Mukav Choymim, Yim, Moise, Shuv, Benun. So what's the Shaila? Igmar said, the problem was that Tveria was only Mukav Choymim from three sides, not from the side of the Yam, from the river. On that side there was no wall. So what's the Shaila? See, Mora said, the question is, the Hakpada that it says in the Megillah Esther, that the Ori HaProzim lain on day 14, and the Orim which are not Prozim, in other words, Mukafis Choyma is from Tezvav, is it because of Megalia and Loi Megalia, meaning that having a wall means that everything is concealed, everything is hidden, and therefore that's the Maila? And unfortunately, if you don't have a fourth wall and you have it all open, it's not concealed, it's not hidden, it's revealed. Anybody coming in by boat sees the Ganz Stadt Tveria. So therefore it would be considered to be present. Or maybe the reason is because of Hagana, Megan, that the purpose of a wall is to protect. And just like a wall protects, the water also protects, because it's much easier for an enemy to attack on dry land than to go and try to attack from naval, from the water. And so therefore maybe Zechiyah considered to be Mukav Chaymah. And that was the Shalom Chizkiah, and that's why they had a suffix, should we line in Yedalit or Tesla. But the point of today's Gemara is that we said that the word, the word Rakas in that Pasuk, which we quoted, that Rakas is Tveri. We're going to see now that it's not so simple. The three cities which were listed in that Pasuk that we're going to focus on are Chamas, Rakas, and Kineres. Is Omer Rabbi Yochanan, last line. Ke avin Talia. Talia says Rashi ki yisi nar. When I was a young man. What happened? Amin Milza, I said a shine vort to Sheilna Lesavia, and then afterwards they asked the elders, Vishtaka Kavasi, yeah, but good kazak, they said, yeah, you said a good vort. What did I say? What were they masking to? That the taich of these three words, Hamas zu Tveria. Now this is not what we said until now. Until now we said Rakas was Tveria. Now we're saying Hamas is Tveria. Lomelik Shmo Hamas. Why is it called Hamas? Hashem Chami Tveria. Chami Tveria. That's why it's called Hamas. And if you remember, we had the other day in the Gemara that right next to Tveria there was a city called Chamson. And in fact, the Gemara asked, what's the shear of if it's a krach v'hasam mochloi? And the Gemara said, me Chamson v'Tveria mil. Right? That's what Gemara said yesterday. So you see, 2 days ago. So you see from that the word Hamas or Chamson is either a town near Tveria, or the way Rabbi Yochanan is learning that Chamas is Tveria alone. In other words, it was so close that they were basically one town, like twin cities, small towns together. Okay, so it's called Chamit Tveria. Rakas Zutzi Poiri. Why is it called Rakas? Bishim de Medalia Keraksa de Neharim. What means Medalia Keraksa de Neharim? Rashi says Raksa de Neharim means the seashore, or the side of the river, which by definition is going to be somewhat higher than the water. Because if it wouldn't be higher than the water, then the water would just go and flood over it. Every time that you happen to be near the water, and you're not falling into the water, is because you're standing on dry land, which is higher than the water. So therefore, it's saying that the town of Tzipoiri was an elevated town. It was on top of a mountain. And therefore, just like the Sfas HaNohar is higher than the Nohar, so too, Tzipoiri on top of the mountain was higher above the regular plains, the regular land down below. See, if you look at the top Rashi, top line, Raks Derhara, Sfas HaNohar, those are the river banks, the riverside, like Riverside Drive. Gavoy min anor, it's higher, exactly, it's higher than the north. Av Tzipori, Yeshev the Rosh Ahar. So that's why it was called Rakas. The real name was Tzipori. Tzipori, by the way, was in the north, not far from Tveria, but it was called Vazoktir.
Tzipori is that guy.
Tzipori is high. The Gemara is going to say later another reason why it was called Tzipori, because it was like a tzipor you could see from above, just like a tzipor, a bird looks down.
You can look down.
Yeah, but the Gemara is going to talk about that shortly. Anyway, so it's called Rakas. Kineres zuke noiser. The lama nikra shema kineres. The mesiki peira ki kala de kinri. The peiros. The peiros that grew in that area of Ginoiser were so sweet. It was like the melody, like the music, the kinri of a harp. Assuming that you like the music of a harp, then you love the peiros of Ginoiser, and that's why it was called kineres from the Lashon kinri, from the Lashon of harp.
You're intoxicating. Rabbi Yochanan had to send the police to bring the
Reish Lakish home. So in fact, the Gemara in Brachas talks at length about the sweetness of these peiros. In fact, the Gemara says one man, the Amar, ate so many of them, and they were so shmeinim, they were so full of fat and delightful, that his whole forehead became as if it was full of grease, as full of oil. And what happened was, even a zvuv, if a fly would come on, he would go and skate back and forth. He wouldn't be able to stay in place because of the fact of how fatty and how gishmak these peiros were. So the zvuv would slide off of his forehead. Anyway, I'm the Gemara in Masechtas Brachos. Omer Rava. So this was a pshat of Rabbi Yochanan. He said Chamas is Tveria and Rakas is Tzipori. Rava says that is impossible. Omer Rava Miikal Amadiyam Rakas Lav Tveria. Everybody knows that Rakas is Tveria. And now Rav is going to give us three examples, all of them relating Rachman Litzlan to a person who passed away, but in each case there'll be a slightly different Lashon because he'll be talking about a slightly different example. Zutimar, V'hakishachiv Inish Hocha, when someone passes away here, meaning in Bavel, Hasam in Tveria, Safta Lehochi. They go, the maspidim go and start off the hesped with the following words. Godol hu b'sheishach, sikben agodol b'Yisrael, who lived in Sheishach. What's a Sheishach? Sheishach is another name for Bavel. Why? Based on the famous Atbashgar formula. As you know, that there is a special gematria that you can switch around. Aleph for Tov, and Beis for Shin, Atbashgar, Dak, etc. So here too, the word Sheishach, Shin and Shin is instead of Beis and Beis, Atbash, Beis and Shin are Mishalif. And then when you get down to Lamed, Lamed is Mishalif with Chav. Figure all that from Atbash, Gar, Dak, Hat, Zavav, etc. until you get down to Chaf and Lam, and you see those are Mishalif. So therefore the word Sheishach is just like Bavel. Why didn't they just go and say Gadol Hu Bavel? Presumably because the Sabdonim made it more poetic, and mit a ganze melody, mit a ganze nigin, and that's how they used to say Gadol Hu Sheishach. This Groyse Yid was in Bavel. V'shem loy berakas, by uns in Tveria, he had a moira dicker name. Everybody heard of the Groyse Gadol Hu, Hagoyin Harav, Atzadik, we heard about him here in Rakas. So you see that Tveri was called Rakas. That's when the Nifter stayed in Bavel and didn't come to Tveri. What happens if in fact they are moilich the Oren, like we have today often, that Chas Hashem, someone passes away in Chutz Laretz, and passes away in Babel, they're bringing him to Eretz Yisrael. Now when he gets to Eretz Yisrael, Mechimaske, Oren Elohasam, says Rav, who is in Babel, when an Oren from here gets to Tveria, Satli Hachi, then the Sabdonim would say the following, Oyehave Seridim, Rashi says Oyehave Seridim means Oyehave Yisrael. See the third line of Rashi, Oyehave Seridim, Oyehave Yisrael. Every Yid that has a Havas Yisrael, Yoishve Rakas, that lives here in Rakas, meaning here in Tveria, Tzu Vikiblu Haruge Oimek, come out. Didn't you hear the Oroin of this great Tzadik, this great Kodosh is coming? Rabbi said, come to Rois, all of you Yidin, Yoishve Rakas. Now the reason why I use the term Oimek is because Bava was like in a valley, and therefore that's why you're
referring to. Sounds like he was murdered.
This stuff is based on a pasuk somewhere. Anyway, but pasuk Rashi says Meisi Bavla Mukis in the fourth line. So therefore, you see again that's a subdonym in Tveria said Kumt Yishverakas. And continuing on, now a third example. Kinoch Nafshi de Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira, as you all know, was originally born and lived in Bavel, and then after that he made Aliyah and he moved to Eretz Yisrael to Tveria. So when Reb Zeira passed away, Pasach Lehu Sabdona, then the Maspid said about him, Eretz Shinar, you know, is a term referring to Bavel. Rashi in Parshas Noyech says the reason why it was called Shinar, Sheninaru Sham, the Mesei Bavel, the Mesei Bavel were left there lying, the Mesei from the Mabel, and the reason is because of the fact that it's lower than other places, so therefore the water subsided and finally went down at the lowest place in Eretz Shinar in Bavel. Anyway, so Eretz Shinar Hara V'Yolda, Eretz Shinar went and gave first Horus from Loshon Heroyin, first had the pregnancy. The Olden afterwards gave birth to who? To this great Tzaddik Reb Zeira. But eventually he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Tzvi, Eretz Tzvi is a reference to Eretz Yisrael. Gidlish Ashuel went and was Megadol. That's where he grew up. That's where his Iker formative years were here in Eretz Yisrael. Shashuel means his playthings. In other words, the playthings of the Rabbeinu Shloilem, the Groisa Tamir Chacham, are like a Kodesh Baruch Hu's playthings, so to speak. Anyway, but the point is that he continued on, said, "Vaita dini sabton, oy no la omer rakas." Rakas can now go and cry out, "Ki of the kleichem dos, it's lost its precious jewel, its precious kli." So you see again, each time the Maspidim, when they're referring to the local Tveria, they refer to it as Rakas. Otherwise, the Chayra, they should have said Hamas, Anish, Rakas, is a Haraya that Tveria is called Rakas, and not like Rabbi Yochanan that said Hamazu Tveria. Yes?
First, the Rashi in the second line, Sapi with Hossam, is it Tveria?
Yeah.
That they were Maspid him from Bubble in Tveria?
When a person passed away in Bavel, who was a groisa yid, so of course locally they had the hesped and they had the levaya and they had the klura and all the rest. But in other places they also made a groisa hesped. Just like today, Rachman Litzon, if a groisa gadol ador passes away, Rav Yashiv Rachman Litzon passed away. So in America, in many of the yeshivas and many of the communities, made gan hesped. So the same thing as he's saying over here, that when a groisa yid passed away in Bavel and he was known in Tveria, of course it's not like today that communication is different today, but if he was well known in Tveria, in Tveria they'd also hold this pain him. If Gihel the Greece and Tzadik and Ramesha the Chatzadik and Kodesh Lebrocha passed away in Bavel, and we have to go and etc. So that's what he's saying, that when someone passed away here in Bavel Zotrava, there in Tveria Machmed
Lachagant
has been.
You remember as a kid the Spain of the Chatzayin here in America.
Oh,
these people were bringing up to prove that Rakas is how do we know that they're being
masked in
him
in Tveri,
not supporting?
Apparently, Rava knew that all of these stories are talking about Tveri. Rava starts off, when somebody passes away here, Hossam means in Tveri, this is the way, this is the text, this is the Nusach of the Hesped. This was like kind of standard Nuschois of the Hesped.
They knew when we're going to get to Moed Kot, we're going to have different Hesped than people said in different places.
Right. Anyway, Ella Omer Rava, up to the first wide line, we make a change in what we said. It says here, Rava, on the side it says Rava. So Rava is Lishitose, Rava is changing now what Rabbi Yochanan said. Ella Omer Rava, Chamas Zu Chame Gror. It's not Chame Tveria, Chame Gror. We know that there's a place called Gror, Vayeshev Yitzchak, Begror. There's a place in there, it's all in the Torah and the Chumash called Gror, and they had Chame Gror.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so Rakazu Tveria. That's yesterday's Gemara. The Rakas is Tveria, and this is Rava, and this is what Rava said to Rabbi Yochanan. It's not Hamas, it's Rakas. Kineres uKenoiser, like we said before, because of the Peres Kenoiser, which is so beautiful, could call it the Kinri. But now the obvious question is, V'lam Nikra Shemot Rakas, why does Tveria have the name Rakas? Shafilu Rikon Shabbat Malay Mitzvahs Karima. A very famous Gemara, I think Mara says, that Rikon Shabbat, even those Yidin that unfortunately are nishazach agroitz tzadikim, they are reikim. Nevertheless, each one of them is still molly mitzvahs karimayim, because Klal Yisrael is still, even a poishi Yisrael chas v'shalom, still has tons of mitzvahs that he does, chesed, etc. Good. That's why Rakas, that's how Tveri got the name. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, Rakas Shemo, the real name, not that the real name was Tveri, but they called it Rakas, but the real name was Rakas. Lamna Yikas Shemo Tveri, why did they call it Tveri? She Shevas B'Tibush Eretz Yisrael, because Tveri sits in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. Today, Tveri is considered to be Tzofen of Eretz Yisrael. But that's because Medina Yisrael is not drawn exactly according to the borders of the real Eretz Yisrael. That's because of the way it was partitioned during 48, etc., etc. But really,
but
yeah,
Be'er Sheva was the complete south.
Right.
But now it's much deeper.
It goes to Eilat, goes further down.
Therefore, Tveri is up north.
Okay.
But if the city is, if it's smaller, it's Yisrael.
Yeah.
So then Tveri is in the middle.
Okay. Well, presumably, what the Gemara is saying is
you're saying
beautifully. But presumably, the Gemara is also telling us that really part of Lebanon is really part of the real Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, although after Tveri, Lechweis, after 10 or 20 miles is the border, it should be after 50 miles, we should be higher up in Lebanon. And then, I'm not disputing either. Anyway, so therefore, Tveri is Yoshevet B'Tibur. The word Tibur means the belly button or the navel. So here too, it's the navel, the middle, just like the navel is basically in the middle of a person's body. So here too, Tveri is in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, but the real name was Rakas. Rabba says, I agree with Rava that Rakas Shema, that Rakas is the real name of the town. How does he get the name Tveria? Shetoiva Ri'i Yosa, because it has a beautiful appearance. What's a beautiful appearance? The first Toisviz, Shoyusham Ganois Upardesim. That was a beautiful appearance. However, the Marsha says in the back, Marsha said the beautiful appearance was because the grace of Tanoim and Amiroim lived in Tveria, and that was the Paneya era. People said, oh, Tveria, oh, the grace of the spiritual, oh, the
spiritual.
Beautiful, spiritually. Yeah, what's up there?
Can I just say one thing?
You can say two things.
Tveri is there after the Roman Emperor Tiberius. So it could be, so they called him when he died.
Uh-huh.
Is the Chatmashma that before it had another name?
Okay.
As the Matthias.
Good.
Changed his name.
So you're saying Tveri was named after the emperor?
Later. The new name, uh-huh. The old name, but people remember.
Good. Okay, anyway, so we've gone through
it's
all these names. You're doing beautifully. It's perfect. Anyway, we're finished now with the pasuk of the Hamas, the Rakas, and the Kinaris. However, remember that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rakas was Tzipori. So since we speak about Tzipori, we continue on Oma Zira. Kitroin zu Tzipori. Kitroin is what is called Tzipori. Exactly what is Kitroin, we'll see a little bit later in the Gemara, that is the what we call today Kaiseria, Kesaria. But we're going to talk about that shortly. But in the meantime,
the pasuk that we have?
No, it's none of the pasuk. It's none of the pasuk at all.
This is a side issue.
No, the only reason why he's bringing it is because we said Rabbi Yochanan said that Rakas is Tzipori.
Oh, right.
Rava now said and Chas Shalom. Rakas is Zoch Tveria. And what's Hamas is Chamigror. So who's going to be Tzipori? Tzipori is Kitrei. From the Shema Tzipori. How does he get the name Tzipori? She Yishev is Beroy Shahar. Like we said before, that Tzipori was an elevator on top of a mountain. Yishev is Beroy Shahar Kitzipor. Just like before we said it's Rakas Karaksa Denahara, now we're saying it's Tzipori, that it's up on top of the mountain, like a bird looks down, bird flies up high. Okay, Fakti Mara, the Kitron Tzipori. Can you possibly say that Kitron is Tzipori? Skonizain! Va Kitron, the Chelkoi Shel Zvulan Hava. Kitron was in the Chedek of Zvulan. Dichsiv Zvulan Lehoidish is Yoishve Kitron, Ves Yoishve Nahaloil. Now, what is their master Zvulun Lehoidish? So, as you know, in Yeshua, especially as you get further, this is a possible in Shriftim.
So you mind
to Yeshua?
Says here it's sorry.
Okay, if it says
I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry. I'm very happy. That's what you state. That's what you state. Number one. Yeah, okay, good. Anyway, so it says in the pasuk, Zvulun was not Moirish, was not Yoirish, the Yoishvei Kitroin and the Yoishvei Nahalo, Vayeshiva Knani Beokirbai Vayeulam Mas. What is this all about? That Yeshua and Klal Yisrael were supposed to drive out all the seven nations that were occupying Eretz Canaan, make it free so that all of it should be available for the Yidden, for the Eretz Yisrael. The problem was that in a number of communities, unfortunately, either they didn't have enough power, or they didn't have enough energy, or they didn't go with the ganze mesiras nefesh, and a few places they allowed the locals to stick around, and they said, you're going to be civil servants for us, we allow you to go and live there. You have to go and pay taxes, and we'll live in Shalom al Yisrael. You know, don't worry. This, of course, is a modern day mistake, which is repeating now too, that we think that we can live together with our enemies under one roof, and we can't. It's impossible. Anyway, so all of these psukim in Yeshua and Shoftim that talk about the Shvatim, that loy hoirish, that didn't drive out the locals, ultimately it was a very, very bad decision, because ultimately it caused a lot of tzuris. But anyway, you don't have to get into all the political and the military effects. The important thing is that the pasuk says vulin loy hoirish means did not drive out, did not expel the yoish v'kitrin, those people that lived in Kitrin, and the people that lived in Nahalor. So what do we see from this? That Kitrin was part of the chilek of Zvulun, because Zvulun loy hoirish is yoish v'kitrin. And Zvulun Misraim al midoisev haba. Zvulun was very upset about the nachla that it received in Eretz Yisrael. As you know, in this week's Seder, we talk about the Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, that they didn't want a nachla in Eretz Yisrael. They preferred having a nachla in Eivor HaYarden, and that was the Gam Tishmis and Moshe Benin. Moshe Benin got very angry at them. But the point is that at the times of Yeshua, Gam Eretz Yisrael was split up for all the Shvatim. Eivor Yarden for the 2.5 Shvatim and the Gad Meruvah and Chatzishim Menashe, and the others had an Eretz Yisrael, and Zvulun was not, Tzifriden was not happy with the chedek that it got. How do I know? Shnei Mishtim Pasik, Zvulun Am Chedek Nafshelomus, Zvulun was upset about its chedek. Matam, what's the reason why it was upset? Mishum de Naftali Amroi Me Sada, because it saw that its shochen, its neighbor, had Meroi Me Sada, had beautiful fields, like the Gemara explains. Amazvul of Nekadish Baruch Hu, Riboyne Shaloylem, La'achai, to my brothers, Nasat Lehem Sada Zachram, they got nice fields, and they got nice vineyards. Velina Sat Horem Gvois, and for me you gave me Horem Gvois, which means Gantz Mountain, and as you know, it's very difficult to go and plant on a mountain. It's very impractical.
You have a good story about that.
That's it, you understand. La'achai to my brothers, Nasatulhem Arotzois, you gave them nice lands, in other words, surface lands. V'linasati Yaman Haris, and you gave me water. V'skerachtin on water. I can't go and grow anything on water. So yeah, it's terrible. So Amalai Sekhadish Baruch Hu said back to Zvulun, don't worry. Kulan Tzrichim L'cha, Gans Klal Yisrael will need to come to you, and you're going to have Panosa Berevach. V'yazoy, Al Yedei Chalozoin. Because since you have Taka Yaman Haris, so the Chalozoin is going to go and live in your waters. Chalozoin, everybody knows, is that somewhat mysterious creature that we used to go and make Tcheles wool from. And you don't have Chalozoin throughout Eretz Yisrael, you only have in these Yaman Haris that belong to Zvulun. You're going to have Grace of Panosa. She never said the Pasik, Amim Har Yikro, Usmunei Tmunei Chal. And what is that? That's a teen. Amim Harikro. So Rashi says something very interesting about the chilozin. Although we always think of the chilozin as being aquatic, living in the water, but it also kriechs, it goes and climbs on top of the mountain, says Rashi. So apparently it's something like a lizard, if you will, that lives in the water, but afterwards goes and also climbs on the surface. If you look at the Rashi, Ayideh chilozin, about 50 lines on the top of the Amud, chilozin oilem en ayam lohorim, so that's Ham Harikro, was the Ham Agam, Mikola Shvatim Yiskab to Lihoreka. Everybody's gonna come to the mountains to try to buy from you this chilozoin so that they have tchelis. Well, liknois, swune to munichar. Okay, so getting back to the Gemara now, Shinemar, Amim Harikro, all the Am doesn't mean the other nations, it means the Am of Klagi, so the other Shvatim. How do you crow? They're going to come to the mountain to say, where is the Chilazin? We need to buy now Chilazin or the Tcheles wool. What's my Tzvunitun? Tani Rav Yosef Svunai ze Chilazin, because it's Sofun, which means that it's hidden. Rashi also says that the word Sofun means a Dover Choshuv. He says Sofun is Choshuv Loshan Abraisa. So Choshuv is Acha Chilazin. If you had a Chilazin, you can make $1 million. Tumuna is Tirias. What's that? Tirias is Rashi Dag Shekarinan Shekoyrin Tunina, which presumably is tuna fish. And therefore, as we know, tuna fish is a main staple in many, many families. So therefore, you can make a lot of money selling tuna fish. Choyl Zuz Chuches Levona. Svunai Tumune Choyl. Choyl, of course, is sand. We're not talking about any sand. We're talking about very, very special sand that you can make from it. Beautiful white schuches is glass, but presumably means like crystal, or a chush of a crystal that you can go and charge for one glass $100.
Yeah, but these rivers with beaches there full of sand.
Oh, sure, is there good? Anyway, so bottom line is, you're going to make a lot of money, Zvulun, out it's on fine. Omelefonim, so now Zvulun said back to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, Mi Moidieni. Now what means Mi Moidieni? Says Rashi, who's going to inform me meaning that they're going to go and pay money for it. What happens if people come to my land, they capture the chilozins, they're going to take some of the choil, and they're not going to pay me? So, what's toigis mea? Yes, I have precious merchandise, but I can't go and have guards guarding every speck of sand and guarding every single chilozin. So who's going to go and tell me that they should go and pay me for these things? You have nothing to worry about. If they're going to take it without the money, it's not going to work. What means it's not going to work? Says Rashi. They're going to go and take the chalazoin, the juice from the chalazoin, to go and make this beautiful tchelis, and the tzvi is not going to work. It's going to be too dark, too this, too that. It's just not going to go. You're trying to make a crystal, and it's going to fall to pieces. It's not going to be a proper crystal. So therefore, they're going to steal it. They're not going to make a penny on it, and they're going to realize that the only way to make money is that they go and pay you for the chalazoin and for the chayim. Okay, now this is a very, very fascinating dialogue between Zvul and Kav Yochel and Rabbi Nishloim, but what does it have to do with us? We started off by saying, Kitron is Tzipoiri, and Kitron belongs to Zvulun. Why was he complaining? Everybody knows that Tzipoiri is such a beautiful town, a beautiful city. The real estate prices probably are very, very high, and everybody goes there for summer resorts, and this is fine, this is good, and this is shine. It's a beautiful halava. Every shevet would want to have a place like Tzipoiri. You're going to tell me, yeah, it's talk very nice, but the lesba zovas cholav udvash, it doesn't have the mala of zovas cholav udvash. What's the definition of zovas cholav udvash? Of course, we know it means a land which is flowing with milk and honey. But what does that mean? So Rashi tells us in very, very, very concrete terms. See Rashi in the middle of the Amid, zovas cholav udvash, ho izim are goats, oichlin te'enim, they eat from the figs. Vadvash noitiv mehen, as they're eating from the figs, the juices of the figs, which Rashi calls vash, it's like a thick honey, is noitiv, drips down from those te'enim. And vacholiv zabman izim, once the izim go and eat all of these wonderful te'enim, they produce a lot of milk, and apparently there is an overflow of milk, which now is zav, is now flowing. Vanasa kimenachal, so then in those places where they have a lot of behemoths, like these izim, it's zavas cholav advash, that you could see almost like a river flowing of cholav, of milk from the izim, and the dvash from the te'enim. But that did not apply to Tzipoiri, apparently. And that's the reason why Zevulun was upset, because he didn't have these luscious te'enim and these wonderful izim to make Zavas cholav advash, and that's why he was upset. And so even though Taka Kitroin is Tzipoiri, and Tzipoiri is Taka, one of the most beautiful places in the world. Yeah, Taka Emes. But Maisa wasn't Zavas cholav advash, and maybe that's the reason why Zevulun was complaining. I was in Tzipoiri, and I saw rivers flowing up and down Tzipoiri of Cholav Dvash. But have you know how big it was? Shisha Osamil. 16 mil by 16 mil. A tremendous area covered by that. If you're thinking to yourself, how much is 16 mil? A mil is be'erach 2,000 amois. I'm sorry? It was also a mil. Yeah, but here's 16 mil. So now we're saying, so a mil is 2,000 amois, and let's assume that an amma is 2 feet. As you know, it's a big machloik, it's 1.5 feet, 2 feet. Okay, let's make it 2 feet. So now if you have 2 feet, therefore it's 4,000 feet is every mil. 4,000 times 16. So 16 times 4,000 gets you to 64,000. Stimmt, yeah. 4 times 16, yeah. Yeah. 64,000 feet. We know that there are 5,280 feet in a mile. So if you're talking about 5,000 into 64,000, so you have approximately 11 or 12 miles.
Square.
So 11 or 12 miles to the right and to the left. In other words, Daka 12 by 12 square. A huge shetach of 144 square miles full of Zavas Cholav Dvash in the city of Tzipari. So this is huge. So why would Zvolun be complaining? Even though there was taka so much zavas chol v'dvash and tzipori, but nevertheless, maybe it was still less than the normal percentage that all the other shvatim had of zavas chol v'dvash. From Rabbi Vachana, Rabbi Yochanan, l'didi chazili zavas chol v'dvash to chol ardi Yisrael. I made agantz. I was a tourist and I went over agantz Eretz Yisrael from top to bottom, right to left, and all the zayin. And how much of Eretz Yisrael was full of zavas chol v'dvash? Kubi at Akra de Tulbakni. It was like the distance from Kubi to Akra de Tulbakni. You're wondering what was that distance? Esrin Vitartin Parsi Orka, 22 parsois in the length. Upusya, and in the width it was Shita Parsi. It was 6 Parsi. What is the, so therefore, what is now the relationship between this and this? So let's try to make a very simple cheshbon, Rabbi Yisai. Remember, before we spoke about Tzipoyri was Shisha Osa Mil, Shisha Osa Mil. Now, how many mil are there to a parsa?
Four,
right? Everybody agrees that 4 mil to a parsa. Barry, you agree? Okay, so it's unanimous. So we have 4 mil to a parsa. So if there's 16 mil, so approximately how many parsa would that be? 4 parsois. So you have 4 parsa by 4 parsa. 4 times 4 should come out to roughly 16 square parsois, right? 4 parsa by 4 parsa, 16 square parsois. Zayegit. So remember that 16. So now let's go to Gantz Eretz Yisrael. Gantz Eretz Yisrael was 22 parsa by 6 parsa. So 6 times 22 should come out to roughly
132.
Very fine answer. So you have 132. Now if you divide 132 by 16, you get to roughly?
Oh, about
8. 8, roughly 8, because 8 times 16 is roughly 128. So 128 and 132, it came out dissolved. Okay, so therefore it's 1/8. Since every one of the Shvatim is only 1/12, and it, Zvulun, had 1/8, so it had a larger percentage in the Zavas Chol V'Dvash than everybody else. So if you're telling me that Zvulun owned the city of Kitroin, and Kitroin means Tzipori, Zvulun lay Horish Esyosh for Kitroin. So Kitroin was part of Zvulun. And you're telling me that Kitroin is Tzipori. And you're telling me that Zvulun was upset. Why is it upset? Because it had such lousy properties compared to everybody else. Lousy? They had the Shenst and the Best. They had more Zavas Chol V'Dvash than all the other Shvat, and they had 1/8 as opposed to everybody else that only had 1/12. So therefore they should not be complaining. Muzm Lech Lechoyre Zong, that Kitroin is not Tzipori. Because Kitroin is Tzipori, then Zvulun would be dancing all day, saying, Baruch Hashem, he gave me the best in the Shensta, Misham no Misol, to Venerit Yisrael, so was Chol
V'Dvash. But he didn't know his fractions, he thought he was an eighth in the denominator, it's smaller than 12.
We give more credit to Zvulun than you're giving. Everything were Afilu Hachi, Sodi Zichram Madifolai. It's Taka Emes, he had Tzipori, which is Taka the nicest and the best. And it was Taka the Zobos Chol V'Dvash, and Taka he had the Chilos, and then he had the choil with the crystal al zezegit. But nevertheless, said Zvulun, all of these are wonderful. I still would have preferred to have sawdust fields and kromim and vineyards. How do I know that that's what his preference is? Because he continued on in the pasuk. There was a pasuk that we quoted before that Zvulun am chedif nafshi lamus v'naftali amro mesada. I'm jealous of my shach and Naftali that he has these beautiful fields. Shema mina. So therefore, bottom line is, we have no concrete kasha that Kitroin is not Tzipori. Kitroin very well could be Tzipori. Ah, you tell me Kitroin is part of Zvulun, and therefore Zvulun should have been proud of Tzipori and not complaining. He was complaining because Zvulun was not happy that they were not Sodei Sechromim, but Lamaisa contact Zayin that Kitroin is Tzipori. No problem. Now, since we're talking about all of these towns and all of these cities, we move on to the next city, Umr Bavo, the Ekroin Teoker. State and boss of Ekron Teoker, you have on the side Ki Aza Zuba Tia the Ashkelon the Shmama Ashtud Batzaroy Migoshua the Ekron Teoker is one of the five cities of the Pelishtim. Yeah, stimmt. Now the Gemara is going to talk about the fact that it went from different countries, from different nationalities over time. But anyway, so the Ekron, which was originally one of the Arya Pelishtim, Teoker will eventually be uprooted. In other words, it'll be totally decimated and destroyed. Zukimara, with what is Ekroin? Zukisri Bas Edom. So I said before, Kizaria, I made a mistake, it wasn't on Kitroin, but it's on Ekroin. Ekroin is Kizaria, which you have in Eretz Yisrael, you have Kizaria. Bas Edom, and at one time it belonged to the Edomites, to the Romans. She Hashem has been a Choylois, it lies between Choylois, meaning that there are a lot of a lot of beaches around it. Apparently, it's on the sea, on the river, and therefore you have a lot of beaches, a lot of choil, a lot of sand around it.
The cities also were on the like Yafo was the city.
Yeah,
they're all by the beach.
They're all by the beach. Oh, Zayigit. Anyway, so bottom line is that it is a city, and the he hoisi yod yosed to cool the Yisrael b'mei Yevonim, and this was a yosed to cool. Literally, the word yosed means like a peg. To cool means dug in deep into the earth. The Yisrael. That, what does this mean? Rashi says yosed to cool l'ra'a. This was a peg that only caused evil and trouble and tzuris for Klal Yisrael b'mei Yevonim during the times of the Yevonim. In other words, although we talk about a Kisri Bas Edoim, apparently the Yevonim were in charge at that time in this place, Kisri, and they were the ones making tzoras for us. Why is it called Yosei Tekua? So either Mashah or the Rashash says in the back, the reason is since we said Ekrin Tiyokah. Tiyokah means to be uprooted, so it's like a nail or like a peg which is in the ground that you have to uproot it to remove it. So that's why the Gemara uses that interesting lashon of Yosei Tekua. Anyway, Kishikovra Malchus Beis Chashmonai, when eventually Chashmonai won during the Chanukah Nez, the Notzchum, then they changed the name to Achidas Migdal. Here it says Shir, but on the side it says Tzur. Achidas means that we were now koivish it from a Lashon Achiza. We now own it. Migdal, this big tower of Tzur, of which was very, very strong, we were able to be koivish it, and that's why they gave the name instead of Ekraim, they called it Achidas Migdal Tzur. What is this pasuk telling us? So what this pasuk is telling us is that this bad city, presumably it's still referring to this Kisri of Kizaria, or other cities similar to it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu eventually will remove from it the Dama Mipeh V'shikutzim Beis Shinov V'nishar Gam Hu. What will it be left for? Leila Kenu. So what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to remove? V'asiroi Yisidam Mipeh V'Kadosh Baruch Hu going to remove the Beis Bamish Shalehem. He's going to remove the V'shikutzim Beis Shinov the Beis Galia Shalehem. Rashi says that both Bamia and Galia are names of Avodah Zaris, but eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove all of these Avodah Zaris from Edom, from that place. Aha. Now why is it called Bamia and Galia? Bamia Shtein Svarim is because it's from Loshen Bama, that it was up on, like they used to make Bama Isla Baal. So also, apparently they also made as a Bama for a high place where they had this Avodah Zarah called Beis Bamia. And Beis Galia, that it was Big Golui, that you can go and see it from all over, probably also was on a high place, on a high mountain. So everybody's, oh, give a kick, yana Avodah Zarah. Venisha Gamhula Lekeinu, what will be left after Kadosh Baruch Hu destroys these places and miti ala avodah zaris? The only thing will be left will eat the bat kedushin, but the midrash should be edoim. Those will be left, the shuls and the bat midrash. Va'oyer ka'aluf biyehuda ve'ekron kivusi. What is this referring to? Eilu tatirois ve'karki sois shebe edoim shasidin sari Yehuda lamed ben toira b'rab. So Rashi says that the word yivusi is another name for Yerushalayim. Apparently, because initially, before the Eden lived there, the Yebusis lived there. So therefore, Ekron is like Eretz Yisrael, is like Yerushalayim. What does that mean? That this Ekron, which will be Ne'ekar, what will be Ne'ekar there? All the Tatirois and Karkisois Shebe Edoim.
Tatirois,
theaters and circus, exactly. But not necessarily the theaters like we think of today, maybe if you like it today. But also that they have, take for instance, if you go to Spain, they have there the bullfighting. So you bullfight. So in the good old days, unfortunately, it was not only bullfighting, but was also gladiators, and they also had with Nebuch against Yidden, that they throw Yidden into a pit with a whole bunch of lions and stuff like that, and that would be the sport for the goyim. Anyway, all these places where they made sports and they did these things eventually are going to be changed into
Colosseum. Was that also?
Yeah.
They built it up for the Chodom of Yerushalayim.
Right.
The Colosseum.
And the Nassau Colosseum also was a place that the Messiah Shas. So also that Colosseum was, at least for a few hours, was Nepach Lamed Ben Toyre Barab. No, Halavai, the Allah stadiums were there and Al's Batu Midrashis. Anyway,
this is still continuation of Pasuk about Ekron.
Since we spoke about Ekron, Tiochus, he's continuing to talk about Ekron. I don't know if the same Pasuk, but he's talking about Vaikya being Ekron.
Okay, sorry, I thought that was in Eretz Yisrael and
Kizari, you have an Eretz Yisrael. It was originally before you arrived. We said that it was Eretz Plishtim, but it changed nationalities over time because it went not only to Eretz Yisrael, it also was the Yevonim part of the time, it was the Romans part of the time. It changed. Yeah, exactly. Okay, and again, Yitzchak Amar Yitzchak. Now we're going to talk about other towns and cities. Shteitn Pasik, Leshem Zu Pamyas. Leshem is called Pamyas. If I'm not mistaken, today Banyas in northern Eretz Yisrael, the real name is Pamyas. The reason why they call it Banyas because that's how the Arab name was Banyas, because they are mischal of the Beis Mit the Pei Mit the Mem Mit the Nun. So they call it Banyas, but it's really Pamyas. Ekrit Tiyok Ezu Kisri Bas Edoim, which we saw about before. Shehi Hoisa Metropolin Shel Melochim. This was a metropolis for Melochim, for the kings. What's the Lashon of Metropolim? So Rashi says that the word Metropolim is really a contraction of two words. The first part of the word matro comes from the word matra, which means matron. That's ima shel malchus. That's where the mother of the kingdom lies. In other words, that's the headquarters where the palaces are, etc. So matra is from Lashon matra, like mother. Poilin Lashon Srora, kid omer mar achibo diupli meir shnei sar. So therefore, the word poilin, again in Lashon Yavon, means a place of malchus, a place of government. So metropolitan shemalacha means that's where the kings would lie and would sit and would make all the decrees, where they lived and they their governments, etc. Ikri Amri Tamar Bibam Malki bi Ikri Amri the Mukmi Manam Malki. The reason why Kisri was called the Metropolitan Shel Malachim, some say the Marbi Mamalki, that's where the Malachim grew up. In other words, even if the king had his palace somewhere else, but the kids of the king, they would be raised in Kisri. They could the army the Mukmin or Malki, that's the place where they would go and elect and select new kings in this metropolitan in Kisri Bas Efet. Kisri Yerushalayim. Now there's a relationship between Kisri and Yerushalayim. What is the relationship? Yoshvishtein al ta'amein, charve kisvi yoshvishlein, charve yishlein, yoshvi kisvi ta'amein. Shneamar imola hacharofa. What the pasuk is telling us is that it's impossible that both Edom and Yisrael should both be in power at the same time, because these are arch enemies. One of them will always be ahead, and the other one will always be behind. So if someone goes and tells you that yemilcha adam charvishtein, that both of them are charve al ta'amein, it's kunizayin, can't be. Yoshvishtein, that both of them are with their full power. Al Tamid, don't believe it. But Chorv Kisri Yashvi Yishlaim, the Yishlaim is in power and Kisri is Chorv. Or if I can, Chorv Yishlaim Yashvi Kisri Tamid, that you can believe. Shenema Imola HaCharofa. What does that mean? Imalei Azu Chorv Azu, Imalei Azu Chorv Azu. When one is Mali, the other is Chorv. If Nachma Yitzchakama Miyacha, you don't have to come to a Pasik in Tanakh. Chodach a Pasik in the Torah. Ulo Oim Mil Oim Yamatz Verav Yavitzoy. And Rashi brings this in Chumash, Ulo Oim Mil Oim Yamatz, that either Esav will be ascending and Yisrael will be descending, or Faket, Yaakov Yisrael will be on the ascending and the Esavs will be in the descending. No, Alavai Bekar Vazel Zakazai. Anyway, Vomer Yitzchak, Magus of Hashem Pasik, Yuchan Rasha, Baal Lomat Tzedek, Om Yitzchak Levnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak Avinu, as we know, Yitzchak was the father of Esav and Yaakov, and no matter that Esav was a grosser Rasha, Yitzchak is far the father, and therefore he wants to have Rachmanis on his son. So Yuchan Rasha Balo Metzedek. So Ami Yitzchak Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak Avinu said to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Yuchan Esav, why don't you allow that Esav should be Moitzi Chayim Be'einecha? In other words, don't go and destroy Esav. Let Esav live and let Esav thrive and flourish. Esav Manzin. Amalai Rasha Hu. Esav Chan Rasha Marusha. Amalai Balo Metzedek. Is there no one that can go and be Bepsav? Salimit Zchus Far. Esav Bepsav. Amalai Metzedek on him. Amalai Metzchus. Amalai said, Rabbi Yisholim said, Be'eretz Nechoichos Ye'avel. Be'eretz Nechoichos means, in the land of Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Noichach, Ye'avel et machen groisa avlis. What avl is he gonna make, says Rashi? Osid lahachrebes Eretz Yisrael. They're Esav, the Antzadikal. Unfortunately, later generations, the Romans are gonna come and they're gonna destroy Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, as a Rosh Hagog. If that's the case, then you're right, he's a Rasha, throw him out, he should have no chedik. The word mavaya is from a lotion of taivis. Don't give the Rasha his desires. Zemomai means his nose ring. Don't remove his nose ring from him, keep it on his nose. Well, what does that mean? Don't give him his mavaya rasha. Don't give him his tie voice. Don't take out his nose ring, meaning he should remain under our control, under our auspices. Don't take away that ring, because then he'll be able to run freely. Who is this Esav? Zu gramamya shel Edoim. This is the gramamya shel Edoim. Rashi says, she malchus vehi me Edoim. Now, notice over here, the Gemara doesn't say anything, but Masechtas Yuma, on daf yud, the word gramamya is brought over there as well, and there's hagoyis hagra in Masechtas Yuma, daf yud, many check it out afterwards, daf yud, amad aleph, where the gra says, gramamya, tzorach loyme garmanya, that garmanya, referring to Germany, shemoli hen yoytim, if you allow them to go and be free, in other words, you're not going to contain them. Machriven kaloilam kulei. Oh boy, did we see how true this Gemara is? We saw with our own eyes. This is Nishkan Amuna, does his mamish, Mrs. Gizein, like how they were machriven the ganze Welt to Germany. Yes, Reb Simcha, Reb Simcha Ilan. Don't give me his desires, right?
So, Tabas is more of not his aim, but his Tabas is his desire, no?
Okay, fine. I remember.
But here, but then the argument looked to point out that if you let these people do
something, they have a title for Rechisa. That's
what? Exactly. That.
I'm going.
They have a title for blood. Okay, anyway. Rechisa. Rechisa. Yeah. Yeah, he meant Rechisa. No problem.
Thank you.
No, anyways, the bottom line is. They're good. It's the two oysters of Mischalef. But getting back to Agmar, that's why always in the Svarim it never refers to Shnas Tirzach, they always refer to this, it's Shnas Tirchat. That's what they always used to write on the 1938, but unfortunately that was Taka Shnas Tirzach. Rahman al Islam. Anyway, but let's get on by to the Marabait, Abiyam Rabchama Bar Chanina. Tlas Mea Ketiri Taga, Ikabr Gamami Yeshel Edoim, or Tlas Mea Beshitun Nachamisha Marzavni Ikabr Roimi. Chalyoima Nafki Hani Liapi Hani, or Mikkel Harmin. What the Gemara is telling us is that in the good old days in Germany there was a terrible power struggle between the royal kings and the royal princes, and between the chieftains that would own many of the lands and many of the property, and they would have constant quarrels on a daily basis. So it says Rav Mechaba Bar Chanina, Tlas Meya 300 Ketiri Taga. Ketiri Taga, the word Taga means a crown. It means people whose heads were tied, the word Ketiri from Lashon Kesher, were tied with a crown. In fact, there is another girsa that is missing a word here, Malki Ketiri Taga, that they were kings or princes that had crowns tied to their heads. But it means crown princes, crown kings. Ikabagamamia Shaledai, you have in Germany 300 kings. Utlas Mea Beshita Mechamisha, and you have 365. Marzavni. What a Marzavni Taprashi says, Duchsim, like dukes, not on the same madrega as a king, but oh, a prince, a guy. Ikabaroimi in Rome, Ubchalyoimin, every single day, Nafki Hana the Happy Hani, there is a quarrel, there's a war, a battle between the 300 on one side and the 365 on the other side. Umikal Chadmi Nayu, and one of them gets killed. Umididili Ukimalka, and then they try to struggle together to go and appoint a new king, but apparently it's a king for a day, because the next day they start battling again. But anyway, they had their power struggles, and halavai they should continue their internal power struggles, and they shouldn't. Exactly, just like in Iraq and Syria, for many, many years to come. Anyway,
one
for every day of the year. Zeh good. That's 365.
Like the sun.
That's why 365. V'yam Rav Yitzchak. Now we're getting off a little bit. We're leaving now the different towns and different cities. Since Rav Yitzchak was the Baal Memra of many of these memras until now, so you bring another memra from Rav Yitzchak. If a person says, I put in a lot of haravanya for limatzasi, but unfortunately nothing came of it, al ta'amen, don't believe him. If he says, I didn't work hard at all, Matasi, and I got it all, 1, 2, 3, I'll tell him, don't believe him. You got to Matasi, I put in a lot of your gear, and then I was successful, and that you can go and believe. Now, what is he talking about? Zokter Rabbi Kohn, what were you saying, Rabbi Kohn?
Go ahead.
Hanimili b'divrei Torah. When it comes to Torah, if you want to be Matzlich in Torah, don't think, I'll just put on a tape, and I'll hear the tape the whole day, and I'll become a goy, and I'll become a good lador. You got to put in your gear. If you put in your gear and you put in a melis, then you can be matzliach. So a person that says, I put in your gear like matzasi and I came back with nothing, it's not true. If a person says, I was not miyageh and I came back a good ladar, it's not true. Eichamayagirg, when I put in long, long hours, and a long tatif and haravanyim, and oh, then what's all you tell me that you can go and believe. But that's what they retire. Our master matter, if you're talking about business, siyatu minishmai. This is alts, alts mazel, alts siyat dishmai. The best terai is, we know that the grace of chom and grace of nevoinim, with nebuchar, aniyim ve'evyoinim. And then you see a guy who's a shlamazel, shlamil in your life, you never thought that it could be somebody stupider, and he happens to be a rich guy. So you see, it's alts, alts mazel and siyat dishmai. Vazokti. Right.
Tamin is the church, is Emunah.
Emunah. Right.
He got the Matsosi Al Tamin. He worked and he finds something. He doesn't have. Well, I got Matsosi Al Tamin. The Gathi Matsosi Tamin. The only way a person has Emunah is when he works at it and then he finds it.
Uh-huh.
Emunah came from only. You can't go through this world just by happening.
I see. See that. So he's saying not only did they tell you, but the money also got to work at it. Very good. There, Shane Pshat. Masamata's business.
It means with the effort he puts into his work.
Yeah, exactly. A person sometimes puts in minimal effort and he gets tremendous payers, and sometimes he puts in work and work and work and nothing works.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Came so rich.
Yeah, a billionaire overnight. Yeah, exactly. What's up to Rabbi Kohn?
What is the Abu
Masu Matan Kyatun
Shemai?
Hakol b'dei shemayim, chutz mi'ir shemayim.
Yes, so we say Hakol b'dei shemayim, make all the exception only by business.
You have to have siyat shemayim in everything, but when it comes to Torah, siyat shemayim is takaze zeh git, but you have to go and put in your time. You can't go and say tillum all day and say, Boshlam, give me siyat shemayim, you become a godel hador. You become a godel hador if you spend some time learning too. Tillum itself is not going to do the trick. The bissel, your bissel shver is, it says, yigati umatzasi. The word matzasi is a mitziah. L'choira, a mitziah is something you walk down the street. Totally unknown to you. Oh, I find a metziah. You got to hear, I put in your gear. This is a metziah. I earned it. I didn't have some metziah. Yeah, what is the goin's by the hand? I don't know what does the goin say.
The goin says.
You know the man? Yeah, what's up there?
The thing is, they say, but he called it a child while it's in mother's womb.
Yeah?
You know, Mal teaches him terror. And when he comes out, you understand, he loses the terror.
Uh-huh.
So when you come and you learn Torah, after you become a human,
you find
being,
the Torah that you lost.
See it.
Ah, you had to buy sides.
That's the Vilma Gaon.
So Rabbi Kohn says a beautiful thought.
I don't say
the Gemara says Maseches Nida. Reb David, he came to the Gemara Maseches Nida that it says that when every child is born, why does he get because he had all the Torah, and if he gets the Torah, he gives him a zakrach. Okay, Dr. Rabbi Kohn. But if you got, if you put in your gear, you might see, you find again that Torah that was lost to you at birth. Ah, oh, Rabbi Kohn, he's a zoy shein. I heard b'shem my Rashiva of Pala Zichron Levrucha, and I heard that this was not only his, but other Gedolim said the same thing. Sometimes a person works on a Shikl Gemara, and he works and it works, and it's a Brech the Kop, and after a week he still doesn't understand it. And then a month later he's learning another Gemara, which for everybody else was very difficult, and he chaps it immediately. How did you chap it so much? Shat is that the Yigiyah and the Metziah is not necessarily on the same Shikl. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you schar on your Yigiyah and Torah, that subsequently, a month later, another Gemara that everybody's breaking the head on, he understands it immediately in a Feshtayt, Reb Chaim and Reb Kiv Ege. So the Yigiyah and the Yigiyah today could be a Metziah for a month from now. That's how the two work together.
Okay. Everybody's right.
Anyway, it's Al Zeyashayn, I'm going to get invited. So do you want to invite me to Reb Yitzchak? If you find that the Russia, everything that he does is galinian, in other words, everything that he does works and is profitable and it's a gate, then don't start up with him, don't fight with him, because you see that for some reason the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving him special siyata deshmaya, whatever he does he turns into gold. Don't fight with him. Don't go and fight with him. He's a lashon ra with the guys who are bad. We see that everything is working. Everything turns to gold. If you're going to go and fight him in court, he's going to win. He's going to see the downfall of his enemies. So therefore, when you see that the Rishoyim are doing well and they're on a roll and segait, don't start up with them, because unfortunately he's just going to win and win and win. Don't bother fighting. You should go and fight against Rishoyim. Shenema, Oyz Veitoyra Yihalu Rasha, Rishoyim Veitoyra Yizkuru Bam. Rishoyim Veitoyra should go and fight against the Oyz Veitoyra, against Rishoyim. story by Masan Amar. Mutal is God is Bishar Balamazer, you're allowed to. The Imlach Shech Adam Loim, the person is gonna go and whisper in your ear, he's gonna say, Al Tiskam Mareim, we just had this Pasik, don't fight against the Mareim, about the Kanabo Isa Avla. Mishaliba Noik for Yohim Akane. Those are for the people that are weak at heart, that are scared, that are nervous, that are constantly trembling. Those are the ones that say such words. Ella, what means Al Tiskam Mareim? Al Tiskam Mareim doesn't mean don't fight against the Mareim. It means Al Tiskam, don't compete with them, Leois Kimareim, to go and be like them. You see the Rasha, stay away from him, don't try to go and emulate him and follow in his path. But the Kanaba Oisa Avla, Leois Ka Oisa Avla, Chas Hashem, don't have a kina and therefore emulate them and follow them. The Oimer Ayikana Libra Bechatoim. The Ayikana Libra means that don't be Mekana them, but rather fight against them, etc. Is the Chasidah, should I fight against them, should I not fight against them? What's Pashat? Let's go like Kasha, Mili Didei or Mili Dishmaya. If it's Mili Didei, then he should be quiet and he shouldn't fight because if the other guy's Matzliach, is a Simon, then he's going to be Matzliach. But Mili Dishmaya, you got to go and fight him. You see a Rosha, you got to stand up and say, Rabbi Yisai, those are Rosha Marusha, and you have to go and be Moicha and fight against them. Both of them are referring to his own personal matters. Like depends how righteous you are. Erzak Rosh with a capital Reish. The question is, are you a tzaddik with a capital tzaddik or maybe a shvach tzaddik? Yom Ravuna. Tzaddik mi menu. Tzaddik mi menu is boileya. The Rosh can be boileya. He go and swallow up the tzaddik menu. But tzaddik gomor. He's not just a relative tzaddik. Tzaddik mi menu. A grace tzaddik, ain't a balei, he can't be balei. So therefore, if you take a grace tzaddik, be moicha. A bisashvach tzaddik, leave it for the other tzaddik and not for you. Vei boi, same as shemisachekas loishani. We started off the whole Gemara was, imra isa rosh shasam imisachekas lai. That everything he does turns to gold, he's on a roll, he's a matzliach every day, da da da. Then don't start up with him. But if it's just a regular Rosha who doesn't have a roll of victories and success, then you should fight against him. No problem. Okay, so we spoke a little bit about Roim, and now the Gemara is going to tell us, Omer Ula, Italia shel Yovan, Zekrach Godel shel Roimi. What says Italia shel Yovan? So if you look in the middle of the Rashi, about middle of the Omer, Italia shel Yovan, Krach Godel, Shegodal, Bishvil Ovoi Menashe, this whole city, town, Italy, shel Yovan, this grew out of a terrible sin of Menashe, Shebishor Shehichnes Tzelem Beheichel, when he put the Tzelem inside Beheichel, Yorad Gavriel Amalach came down, Venoat Kona Beyamid, he put a reed into the middle of the sea, the Godel Olav Chaloki Gedoyla, and now became Agroi Sechelka, another like a large island, the Nivin Lisham, and there was built Italia shel Yovan. So Italia shel Yovan is a big island that grew supernaturally as a result of Gavriel coming down because the oven of Menashe, and obviously since it grew out of that, apparently it's an evil place, and this taka belongs to Rome, and the Romans are the Einichlich from Edom and from Esav, etc., etc. So getting back to the Gemara is going to tell us now the huge, huge proportions of this town, of this city. Italia shel Yovan, this city that grew on this island, Zekrach Godel Sheroimi, this is one of the biggest cities of Rome. Vahavia Tlas Meya Parsa, Tlas Meya Parsa, it was 300 parsois by 300 parsois square. The Yeshba, and you know what it had there? Shin Samachei Shvokim, 365 markets. Like the days of the year. The Kodin Shebekulan, the smallest of all these marketplaces, Shol Moichri Oifis, where they used to go and sell the Oifis, the fowl. It was a very foul place. It probably had a foul smell. The Havi Shisha Osamil, Shisha Osamil, and this small one was 16 by 16. Melech Soid Bechol Yoim Bi Echon Mehen. The Melech would go and have a Suda every day in one of these marketplaces. Vahadorba, and whoever lived in this place, Italia Shol Yoven, Av Bishain Noilba, even if he wasn't born here, but if he's a resident, he would get a portion from the king. Rashi says pras mozoi. Every day they would send him epes a shlachmunis from the suda. The anoyled person who was born there, alpishen adar, but even if he moves away, nevertheless, also noyled pras beis hamelach. He'd also still continue getting care packages from the beis hamelach. Ushloishes alavim beibani yeshboy, and in this city of Italia shel Yovan, they had 3,000 beibani bathhouses. The chomish meis chaloinois, and they had 500 windows malin oshen chutz l'chaimer. if there was any smoke and ashen from the bathhouses or generally from the city, those were higher than the chayma, so that all of the ashen would leave. In other words, they didn't want to have smog and ear pollution in the city, so they had special chaloinis, which Rashi says were higher than the chayma, so that all of the smog would leave the city, throw those chaloinis over, and they would leave, and therefore be clear environment. Tziri Echad Yam, one of the sides that was Yam, after all, if it wasn't the sea, it makes sense that it would be Tziri Echad Yam. But Tziri Echad Harm, one side was Harm Gvoiz. Tziri Echad Mechitis on Basel. Tziri Echad Chultis Umetzula. What says Chultis? Rashi says Chultis means Mokim Avonim Dakois. This was a place where there are small pebbles, and therefore if you wanted to approach this city from that side, you walked over a path of pebbles, and Metzula, Metzula means like a swampy area. Anyway, this is what Itali Shal Yavon was, and we continue on to the new Mishnah. So gets the Mishnah Baite. Karus HaMegillah B'Adar Rishon V'Nis Abra HaShana. Originally that year was only supposed to have one Adar. And as we learned back in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, you can go and decide on making a second Adar until you go and Mekadesh the Chodesh Nisan. Once the Beis Din said Mekadesh the Chodesh Nisan, by that time it's too late, you can no longer go and make an Adar Sheni. But until that time, at the last moment, if the Rabbanan get together and they say, we need to make a second Adar, they have the right to go and institute a second Adar. But of course, until they made it, we might not have known about it. If they made a ready determination back in Tishrei and Kislev, etc., people know, they know. But what happens if they only decide at the last moment? So in the first Adar, everybody on Veshtetzach and Yud Dalet and Tezvav, Metkabach the Kriyas and Megillah, Metagat Shlachmunis, Metabaturus of Yonim, etc. So what happens to the Megillah of Adar Rishon? And now there's a second Adar. Do we have to repeat the Gan Tzipurim Nachamol? So the Mishnah, yeah! Koyinoyis of Adar Sheni, you have to go and repeat the Megillah in Adar Sheni Nachamol. You are not Yoitze with the Adar Rishon. Says the Mishnah, because ain't been other rishon or other sheni. There's really no difference between other rishon and other sheni. In other words, if you already did the mitzvahs in other rishon, you do not have to repeat them in other sheni. Ella, except for kriyas hamegillah umataras lavyanim, those have to be repeated. Other things don't have to be repeated. Now, on the surface, before you get to the Gemara, you would think that probably the Gemara would say is, so what doesn't have to be repeated? Probably the Sudas Purim, the Shlachmanis, but the Gemara doesn't address that. Rather, Tosis addresses that, Ayin Sham, but the Rabbi Gemara talks about other things which are noig in other Rishon, other than Purim. So he's saying to them, what's noig in other than Purim? The Arba Parashiyos, that we learned, the four parishes, those are all other dik. Actually, the first one sometimes is before Chodesh Adar, sometimes it's Rosh Chodesh Adar. But anyway, these are the four parashas that we lay in other time, and therefore Zokti Gimariyat. So the Tana of our Mishnah said that other Rishon and other Sheni are the same, meaning that if you already did the Arba parashas in other Rishon, you don't have to repeat them in other Sheni, but you do have to repeat the Kriyas HaMegillah Matanos Lavyoinim in other Sheni. Zokti Mar Hol Inyan Seder Parashas Zevid HaShavit, meaning that if you already had the Parashas Shkol, the Parshas Para, etc., you don't have to repeat it in other shape. So tomorrow, Marima season, who then is the Tan of our Mishnah? L'choyre loy Tanakama, v'loyre blazer of Yosi, v'loyre b'shem Gamliel. And now we're going to have a price of all of these three mandiyamrim, and it'll be all very gishmak, but you have to try to focus very, very great attention and concentration, because we go back and forth from one mandiyamr to the other mandiyamr, so you have to try to halt kop. The Sanya, Shtetan Bryce Azai. Koruis HaMegillah Ba'adar Rishon. What happened if they already laid the Megillah in the first Adar? V'nis Abra Shana. And now in the Sabra Shana, like our Mishnah, Koyinoyis Ba'adar Sheni, you have to repeat it again in Adar Sheni. She called mitzvois, Shenei Hagois B'Sheni, Noi Hagois B'Rishon. All the mitzvahs that normally you do in Sheni, if you did them B'Rishon, you're Yoitza. Chutz Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah, you have to. You were Yoitza the Arab Parishes, Yoitza. But Mikra Megillah has to be repeated. Now this on the surface looks very similar to our Mishnah. The only thing is, he leaves out Umatanes Le'avyoinim. So that's going to be a big difference. That's what the Gemara is going to go and say. L'choyre, our Mishnah is not like this Tanakama, because the Tanakama says that Mikra Megillah is the only exception, and our Mishnah says Mikra Megillah and Umatanes Le'avyoinim. That's the number. Yes, Rabbi Kol.
Why was Megillah made that you have to read it twice? Why?
Oh, we're going
to
see at the end of the Gemara. What's the Indian of the Rishon Sheni? Baltimore. This is Tanakama. Rabbi Lizar Yossi Oimer. Ain Koyna Oisim Other Sheni. You do not have to repeat the Megillah. She called Metzoy Shnei Hagos B'Sheni Noi Hagos B'Rishon, including Mikra Megillah. So therefore, if you've already done Purim Mikra Megillah Metals Yoyitz, you don't have to do it over here. Clearly, that's not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you do have to repeat it. that's clearly not a Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Rav Shimon Gamliel Mishum Rabbi Yosi is very similar to the Tanakh Kama. Af Koyin Oisim Ode Sheni, you do have to repeat an Ode Sheni, like the Tanakh Kama says, and like our Mishnah says, you do have to repeat it. But now the difference is, Rav Shimon Gamliel says Shekol Mitzvah Shen Hagas B'Sheni. All the mitzvahs are annoying B'Sheni. Ein Noi Hagas B'Rishon. You're not Yoitz if you do them B'Rishon. It's a health nish. You got to repeat them all. Oh, so before we continue on the surface, Reb Shimon Gamliel is similar to the Tanakh Kama, that he agrees that you have to repeat it in other Shady. But the difference between the two obviously is, what about everything besides Mikra Megillah? Nice. When the Tanakh Kama said, Kol Mishnah Hagim Mishnah Hagim Rishon, once you Yoitz and Rishon finished, you don't have to repeat it. While Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, all the Mitzvah Hagim Rishon, everything has to be repeated in Chodeshim. Ah, so the only reason why I'm saying it's similar, because you'll see in another few words, the Gemara says that they're saying the same thing. Baal Tum Zeh, Vishavin, and everybody agrees, the Hesmer, that even though this is other Aleph, other Sheni, even today we have the Indian of other Rishon, and that's why many places they don't say Tachlin both on other Rishon and other Sheni. And you shouldn't do Hesbetanis, because also Yom Sheinu Ayin by Tachlin, you don't have the Hesbetanis. Good. Frank the Gemara Yet, that these words on the surface are hair raising, because there's a major difference between the Tanakh Kama and Shem Gamliel, as Reb Simcha said so beautifully just a few moments ago. But what the Gemara means to say is, the halacha of Kriyas HaMegillah, they're both the same. Avada, there are other differences. What are those other differences? Amra Papa, say the Parsha Zikir Benayo. That's talking a major difference. The Tanakh Kama, Sabalachat Chila B'Sheni. Avada Lachat Chila, you got a lady B'Sheni. The Ovid Barishan Ovid. That's what the Lush of the Tanakh Kama was. That Kol Mitzvah, what was the Lush of the Tanakh Kama? Going back to Tanakh Kama again. She called Mitzvah and Haggis B'Sheni. Anything which is not B'Sheni. The Haggis Barishan, B'Diyevet. If you did a Barishan, you were Yoitza. By Mikra Megillah. The Afal Gav, the Kor Barishan, even though you already laid it, Kor B'Sheni, you have to relane it in Sheni. But Lemaisa, Lemosha, Legabe, the other mitzvahs, such as the Arba Parshiyois, you're Yoitza again. Call Mitzvah and Haggis, you don't have to read them over again. From place of Yoisi also about Afilu Mikra Megillah Lechatchila Berishoin. Mikra Megillah is Dakel Lechatchila. So now, before we get back to Shimon Gamliel, we're bringing now the second Mandiyama. Reblazer B'Yosef Sabra, Filim Mikra Megillah, Lechatchila Barishain, you never have to repeat it. Uda Rishain is just as kush as Uda Shaini. You are Yoitza, you don't have to repeat it again in Uda Shaini. Reb Shimon Gamliel Sabra, Afil say the Parshis, Ikar Barishain, Karu B'Shaini. Even if you lane all the Arab Parshis already, you gotta lane them all over again, and that's the Loshin of Reb Shimon Gamliel, Shekol Mitzishin Hagel B'Shaini, it's a big difference. Of other big difference. So when the Gemara said Hainu, he only meant Legabe Mikra Megillah. They both agree you have to repeat it. Okay, we've now concluded the Braisa, but now we're trying to figure out who's the Tana of our mission. Who's the Tana? Itana Kama Kasha Matonis, like we said before. Because our Mishnah Zoktoch that ain't been Adorishan Adoshaini and Mikris Megillah Matonis Lavioinim, and the Tana gets said is Chutz Mikra Megillah. He should have said Mikra Megillah and Matonis Lavioinim. Ir Blazer of Yoisi, Kasha Nam Mikra Megillah. Stam of Blazer of Yoisi is totally different than our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that you have to repeat it. The Blazer of Yoisi said no. You don't have to repeat, you don't have to do anything. Other Rishon is just as good as other Sheni. And Reb Shimon Gamliel, Kasha say the Parshis. Because Reb Shimon, what's up there? And Reb Shimon Gamliel said, what was the lush of Reb Shimon Gamliel? She called Mitzvah Shehagas B'Sheni, ain't the Hagas B'Rishon, therefore you have to repeat everything, even the Arba Parshis. But our Mishnah Zuk Mishnah Zoy, ain't been other Rishon, the Sheni, Kriyas and Megillah, and Matanus of Yainim. Zezi Mar Halin, you say the Parshis, Zevi Zeh Shavit. Is the Chayr Reb Shimon Gamliel, Shtim, the Shemit, Zeh Mishnah Ochnit. So therefore we don't have a Tana for our Mishnah. Every more the Oilam Tanakama, you can go Tanakama. V'tana Mikra Megillah, but then Matanus of Yoinim, the Haba Hatalia, even though he only mentioned Megillah parenthetically, he meant Matzah. So what's Haba Hatalia? Because we had a few days ago in the Gemara, She'eneim Shelaniyim Nisuin Mikra Megillah. When they hear Nisuin, She'eneim Shelaniyim Nisuin Mikra Megillah. When they hear Megat Leinen, and especially when they come to the magic words, Umatonis Lev Yoinim, Matonis Lev Yoinim, Kala Poisha Yanoisim Lai, and Machta Gan Tataram. Anyway, so Haba Hatalia, so therefore, even though he didn't mention explicitly, it's a double passion. We had this problem with the Arba Parshiyos. Our Mishnah is Masha Arba Parshiyos. You don't have to repeat. Rav Shimon Gamliel is Masha the Arba Parshiyos. You do have to repeat. We have to do a little surgery on our Mishnah. How do we start off a Mishnah again? Ain ben other Rishon or other Sheni. Ain ben Arba also Shabbat other Rishon. Liyudal Shabbat other Sheni. El Mikra Megillah Umatanois. Hold the Inyan Hesvetanis Zevi the Shabbat. Like Rav Shimon Gamliel said. I'm not talking about Seder Parshah. I was only talking about the 14th of Adar. I wasn't talking about the other stuff. Oh, so therefore, no
kash. No sense not to do it in Adar Sheni, because yeah, it's about Pesach.
Yeah. About Pesach. All four about Pesach?
No, at least the last one.
Okay, so you think one should repeat it?
You remind people.
Dr. Goldfarb says we should. I'm asking me. That's okay with him. I have no problem with him. Okay, right. Omer b'chi baravin, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Hilchasak Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shomi Shem Rabbi Yochanan Pasmak Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that you do have to repeat everything. Kol mitzvah hagam b'sheini, ein hagam b'rishon. Everything has to be repeated in other sheini. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, ushneim mikra echad darshu. How did they have this Kasha? This is what Rabbi Cohen asked a few moments ago. He asked, what's the difference, Taka, between laying the Megillah in Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? It's Adar Azoy, Adar Azoy. What's an Afkimina? Adar, Adar. Who cares, right? You like that?
Utterly confusing.
Utterly confusing. Adar Yadanish. Zok because it says in the Pasuk, Vichal Shana Vishana. What's the Lashon HaPasuk? Shteit Lekayim Aleim Lios Oysim Esyoyim Arbo Oz Lechoy Jidav Esyoyim Chamish Osa Vichal Shana Vishana. Rabbi Leizim Rabbi Yossi Sovar Vichal Shana Vishana. Makal Shana Vishana Adar Has Samach l'Shvat. When is Purim? It's always in the other, which is next to Shvat, because right after Shvat comes other. Afghan in an Ibe year when you have two others, all the other Samach l'Shvat, no different than any other year. B'chol Shana B'Shana. Rishim Gliel Sava B'chol Shana B'Shana. Makol Shana B'Shana. Order Samach l'Nissan. It's always the one that's next to Nissan. Afghan order Samach l'Nissan. V'Shteitzach. Every year the order is always right between Shvat and Nissan. So depending on your approach, Nachtiv Olim Achron. If you look at Mel Mel Ra, when you look at Shvat, you look at Nissan. Okay. Bishlam the blazer Yoisi Mistaber Tama. I understand. So out the pasuk we don't have a clear cut right because you can learn azoy, can learn azoy. But I understand the svar of blazer Yoisi. The aim of inal mitzvah. You have an opportunity. It's you dalit other aleph. No, lomishemachem mikra megillah. Aim of in makes sense. Reb Shem Gamliel, my time. But why should we delay it until the next month? Omer Reb Tami, my time. Reb Shem Gamliel, mesmach geula le geula adif. Because we know that in Pesach is the geula for Mitzrayim. And now Adar is also Geula. What's the Geula? The Geula from Pesach. And Nissan, it's the Geula of Pesach, and in Adar we have the Geula from Haman and Achish Veirosh. So therefore we have the two Geulas go together. Mitzvah Geula. Fine. I have another reason. Another few lines about it. The chsiv, the kaim esigeres apurim hazois ha shaynes. What means hashaynes of Rashi? Ba'choidish hashayne. The reason why it says it goes above the hashaynes to tell you if there's two others, don't make an other. You should make it in the second other. Then the shaynes. Okay, so now lechoira, I have two separate psukim like Reb Shimon Gamliel. We had before the chol shana v'shana that it's got to be the Chodesh Adar, which is closer to Nisan, just like every year, and now we have the Shainis. So, very tomorrow, what do I have to both for? Vitzel Mechta Vashainis, Vitzel Mechta Bechoshan Vashan. Vim Bechoshan Vashan, have a Minaki Kushyan. I would think it's like our Kasha. What means our Kasha? Since it's not clear, Bechoshan Vashan, always Adar is between Shvat and Nisan, and therefore, it's more mistaver to say next to Shvat, because Ein Mavirin Alamitzis. That was the Kasha that we asked. So, Shutaka be the first Adar, and not the second Adar. Oh, that's why it says Hashain is the second Udar, not the first one. So let it only say the Hashmin Hashain is. Have a minute, but Chila Barishain, Ubashani. I might think like Chila, you should take be Makbet to go and have Mikra Megillah on both. And rather, when you have an Ibayor, you'll see that Baruch Hashem to do Anim that come both other Rishon and other Shani to collect twice. They want to be Mekayim this Gemura, the Rishon of Hashani. It's Kamash Malan, the Chol Shani of Hashani. You only have to do it once, you don't have to do it twice. There are another three lines. Verblazer of Yoisi, hi, Hashain is my overlay because after Rulin of Israel, Yoisi says it's in the first other. What does he do with Hashain is? In the first year when they made the first Purim, they made it in Shushan, because Shushan Avir, that was the Ikkenes and all the rest. Later on, the next year, that was a Shainis. So the Igeres HaPurim Azoyis HaShainis means that in the first year, the Igeres HaPurim Matkimach Purim Take in Shushan, but only in Shushan. By Shainis, by the next year, they gave the Takana to go and make Purim B'chol Or Yisrael throughout the world, everywhere people are. Have a wonderful